This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, InfoWars.com, Dr. Jerry Corsi has been all over the Sheriff Joe story. I guess it was about a week ago, Dr. Corsi, you were releasing the story how the White House was keeping this information from Trump. Then you had the story about how they were trying to get the information to Trump. Now it's gotten a step further. The mainstream media has picked this up, and it looks like Trump is even considering a pardon. Dr. Corsi, what do you know?
Well, I think, Owen, you're right. I mean, the reporting we did brought the attention of the White House to the fact that Sheriff Arpaio had been convicted of this misdemeanor criminal contempt charge. He had been denied a jury trial. He'd been charged on the wrong statute. The correct statute, the statute of limitations, had run out. And so what we're facing now is that this is really a revenge prosecution that was started by the Obama Department of Justice, really punishing Sheriff Arpaio both for his enforcing the immigration laws and his investigating Barack Obama's birth certificate. Tom Perez was behind this prosecution. He's now the head of the DNC. He is a La Raza radical lawyer who comes out of Maryland, and he had a real grudge on Joe Arpaio, really determined to prosecute him. So this information now, because of our reporting at InfoWars, has reached the White House, and the most recent reports are that President Trump is planning to go down to Arizona next Tuesday, August 22nd, and that Sheriff Arpaio might be pardoned before that trip occurs, or maybe even on the day of that trip. But clearly we have the attention of the White House, and it's now being reported by the mainstream media.
Do you expect President Trump to make a statement somewhere along the lines of this witch hunt against Arpaio and why it happened?
I think so, and I think it's really a egregious case. You've got a situation here where an order was given by a court to stop certain practices of, you know, stopping cars on the highway and investigating the occupants of the car, looking for illegal immigrants, saying that you can't stop the car based on the fact that the driver occupants are Hispanic. And of course, Sheriff Arpaio always denied that that was the motive behind the car stops. And in fact, you know, he was trying to enforce the immigration laws so that if there was a car stop for a legitimate reason other than race, and the people in the car were investigated in terms of who they were, yes, well, then immigration laws could be enforced, and the Sheriff Arpaio was determined to do so. And the Obama administration was trying to back law enforcement off enforcing immigration laws, and that's continuing with the Obama holdovers in the Department of Justice that now still want to prosecute Sheriff Arpaio and a judge who seems politically biased against Arpaio and really did not take into consideration the evidence that occurred at the bench trial. This whole thing, to me, looks like a witch hunt. It looks like it's a politically motivated prosecution, and it's one in which Sheriff Arpaio deserves a pardon because, truly, he's 85 years old. He's had a 40-year history in law enforcement. He's never had a blemish on his record. I think this is a real hero of law enforcement that campaigned for President Trump early on in January 2016. And President Trump, I think, now needs to acknowledge that Joe Arpaio is being prosecuted unfairly.
Jerry, we're short on time. Who in the White House was responsible for keeping this from getting to Trump?
Well, I'm not sure, but I mean, I think the part of the problem with General Kelly is he's going to try to keep any news coming from InfoWars or any of the other channels that are really in touch with Donald Trump's base from reaching Donald Trump and insulate him to a prepackaged kind of mainstream media approach to the news. I don't think it's going to be successful. I think Donald Trump follows InfoWars. He certainly followed the reporting that I've done over the years. And I think this case in Sheriff Arpaio is a clear indication that this is the case. And I think Roger Stone would support that.
And thanks to our audience, too, we can get these messages to Trump. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Mycoze EX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it to California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Mycoze EX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Mycoze EX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycoze EX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Now, this is a headline, folks. 50% of Americans favor a preemptive strike on North Korea, even though many can't find it on a map. Boy, if that doesn't encapsulate the ignorance of the general population and the general public of America, I really don't know what does, other than the Kardashian TV show ratings. I'm now joined by Michael Snyder, who is the author of this article, 50% of Americans favor a preemptive strike on North Korea, even though they can't find it on a map of the world. Michael, it's funny. I remember a similar situation just a few years ago with Crimea, when you had all these fake news pundits telling you about Crimea, telling liberals about Crimea, and then the liberals wanted to do something about Crimea. You said, well, where is it on a map? And they had no idea. It's funny how that works, isn't it?
It really is. And so Jimmy Kimmel went out on Hollywood Boulevard and held up a map. First, he asked people, should we attack North Korea? And a lot of them said, oh, yeah, let's attack North Korea, even if they don't attack us first. Oh, yeah, yeah, let's attack North Korea. Let's bomb North Korea. You know, let's bomb them off the map. But then he held up a map of the world, a blank map of the world, and said, okay, can you point to North Korea for me? And some people were pointing to spots in the Middle East. Some pointed toward Australia. Some even pointed up at Canada. They said, is it up there? You know, the ignorance of the American people sometimes is just staggering.
Well, it's funny. You can make these videos like this, the one where they can't find North Korea on a map, but they want to bomb it. Or you can do videos of people leaving the polls that voted for Obama, and you can read off the list of what McCain actually supports or what Romney actually supports. And they're like, yeah, I support that, too. And they're like, oh, oops, sorry, I wrote the Republican guy. Sorry about that. How do we beat this? Because you have another story that says, if you stand with Trump, please support Team Trump candidates for Congress. I completely agree. I think the 2018 midterm elections are the biggest election since the 2016 presidential elections, and possibly even bigger. But with such an uninformed electorate and uninformed public, how do we get people to know who's behind Trump? How do we get people to know who the right person to elect is?
Well, we've got to educate people. And so that's why I love what you're doing, Owen, with Omar Navarro out in California. We're getting behind him trying to unseat Maxine Waters with a pro-Trump candidate. Similar thing happening up in Wisconsin with Paul Nehlen trying to unseat Paul Ryan with a pro-Trump candidate. So what I would love to see is all of us that are pro-Trump, because we can't just use the Republican label, because we got Republicans that are pro-Trump, but we got a lot of Republicans that want to stab Trump in the back. In fact, there's a big-time rhino about to jump in the race up here in Idaho's 1st Congressional District where I'm running, and if he gets in, he'll stab Trump in the back at every opportunity, and he's probably going to be my primary opponent. And so that's why it's so imperative that, you know, we let people know, hey, I'm pro-Trump. If I get in, if Omar Navarro gets in, if Paul Nehlen gets in, we're going to have Trump's back. We're going to try to shut these investigations down. We're going to try to protect Trump from impeachment, because you know what? I believe the 2018 midterm elections are going to be the most important midterm elections in modern American history. And if the Democrats, of course, if the Democrats get the House and the Senate, they're going to impeach Trump. They're already saying it. So it's going to be a done deal. So it's imperative that we keep Republicans in control. But even if we maintain the status quo and we still have a whole bunch of establishment Republicans in there, they might impeach Trump anyway. And because there's a lot of them that are like John McCain, that'll stab Trump in the back at every opportunity. So what we need to do, we need to educate the public somehow. We need to get all the pro-Trump candidates working together. I've been using hashtag Team Trump on Twitter to try to get the word out. But we need to get all of us under a single banner, working together, getting the word out across the nation saying, hey, we're pro-Trump. We love liberty and freedom. We're running on a Ron Paul platform. We believe in the U.S. Constitution. We don't want to go to war. You know, and all these things that set us apart from regular Republicans. We need to get this information out there.
Well, I got to be honest. If we have fair elections in 2018, I literally have zero worry that Democrats are going to gain the House or Senate. I mean, literally zero. I think the Democrats, if anything, might be a completely dead party after the 2020 presidential election. But we'll see what path they choose. What I'm concerned about, because I agree with you about uniting as Trump supporters and using that momentum to ensure that we have a good Congress for the next Congress. But what I see coming down the pike are people attacking you, saying you're alt-right. We're seeing how they're trying to demonize the alt-right, something they created to pose against their other created group, Antifa, and thus try to spark the civil war. That's how they're doing this. And also another thing I'm worried about is fake Trumpers. I can see them posing fake Trumpers that are really GOP establishment members trying to get in there and to try to sully Trump's regime from a Republican perspective. How do you avoid them trying to demonize you by labeling you alt-right? And how can we tell a fake Trumper from a real Trumper?
Well, the left is already been attacking me, my wife, even my 2-year-old daughter, and they've already been calling us all sorts of names.
Well, now hold on, Michael. They're attacking your wife and daughter because they're tolerant and they want to treat everyone fairly. Okay, so come on.
Oh, it's true. And I just got an email this morning just saying I was a Nazi. I wasn't even fit to live in this country. And so that's what they're going to do. So we can't stop the attacks, but what we can do is we can scream bloody murder and educate people. So that's what you guys are doing every day with the show. And that's a big part of the reason I'm running, because we need people to run. And some will win, some will lose. We need people literally to run all over the country, or else we're going to get bad people into office. But a big part of running for office is educating people. Because when you run for office, you get a platform. platform. And whether you win or you lose, you're going to talk to thousands, if not ultimately millions of people for the bigger campaigns, and people are going to hear the message. They're going to get educated. So part of this is an education process of what we're trying to do, get the truth out. And now as far as fake Trumpers, you know, we're just going to have to try to weed them out the best we can, but we know who Omar Navarro is. We know who Paul Nehlen is. We know, you guys know me because I've been, my articles have been on Infowars.com for the last 7 years. I couldn't run away from what I believe if I tried.
Yeah, we know, and even whether you like them or not running, you know, Ted Nugent, you know, a Kid Rock. These are just people that you know, I suppose. Now, what actions are you taking to try to unite people that are behind Trump running for Congress? What steps have you taken to try to help us to know who these people are, know who to vote for?
Yeah, well, if you go on Twitter and you go under Team Trump, but that's one of the hashtags that we're trying to use to get us all together, to unite us. And I, even before I started running, back in May, if you go back and look on the Economic Collapse blog.com, I was urging pro-Trump candidates to run all over the country. And so I've been hearing some people from across the country that even running on the local level under a pro-Trump banner. So I've been actively trying, not just with my websites, but on radio and television all across America, trying to recruit pro-Trump candidates to run. Because the big problem is we don't have enough of us yet. Yeah, we got a few. We got Omar Navarro, Paul Nehlen. But literally, we want to challenge every House seat in the entire country.
You want a flood.
Yeah, we want both, not just Democrats, but Republicans, because we've got these rhinos. They betrayed us over and over again. They betrayed Trump over and over again. But the only way we're going to get them out is if we get someone to run. So the key is the Republican primaries. You know, a lot of people are talking about November 2018, but for example, my primary is in May 2018. And across the country, in many areas of the country, less than 10% of the population of a state will vote in a Republican primary. So if we get just the InfoWars audience energized and fired up to vote and get 50, 60, 70% of us to go out and vote, we can literally take over these primaries, put in InfoWars candidates, pro-Trump candidates, Liberty and Freedom candidates, Ron Paul candidates into these positions. People don't understand because now the InfoWars audience has gotten so large and so powerful and had a huge impact for Trump. But these primaries, a lot less people vote. So your vote could count four or five times as much just because most people aren't voting. So people get educated about when the primary is, who the pro-Trump candidate, and you go vote. We could literally start taking over the Republican Party if we just get energized and motivated and galvanized to go vote.
Yeah, what you just covered is actually a very key point, because a lot of these candidates that I'm talking to, like yourself, have said that our biggest concerns are not in the actual elections. Our biggest concerns is the Democrat tactics or my Republican tactics that they might use in the primaries to try to bring people in, to try to rig the delegates. This is something that we know they do. This is something they do in the congressional elections as well. I am hearing that that's a concern from other candidates that I've talked to as well. So I guess the answer is to, like you said, be informed, know the dates. You really need to know these dates. Know the dates of the primaries, show up and show up in force. And maybe even, you know, I don't understand. Have you tried to debate the people that you're running against? Have you guys ever brought a debate to the front as a topic for discussion?
I'm going to be trying to debate my fellow candidates as much as possible. Now, I've the race is very young. I only announced July 4th, and so far, you know, the race is just getting started. So whenever there's a forum, a debate, I'm going to be there to debate the other candidates because we have the strongest message, and we're going to win. Because when you compare the message of the Republican establishment against us, I mean, we win hands down.
Yeah, and you don't want to hear from another establishment Republican telling you that they're going to repeal Obamacare and then not do it. I mean, you got to get something. Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan. I'm sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
Oh, you're right. You're right. We've seen him betray us over and over again with Obamacare. You know, John McCain, he ran in 2010 on repealing Obamacare. Then in 2016, he He said, "Oh, I'm leading the fight to repeal Obamacare," and then, but then he betrayed us. And then, you know, and then the Republican establishment—they're blocking the wall, they're blocking Trump's tax cuts, they're blocking Trump on immigration. You know, if Trump is going to be a successful president, the number one factor, the number one determining factor, is going to be the composition of Congress. And so, it's absolutely imperative we get him some friends in 2018. Because if we don't, what the elite want to do—they want to get Trump out of office. They want to remove him, however they can. And then you know what they're going to do after they get Trump out of office? They're going to come after us. It's just not going to return to normal. They understand the power that we have, and they're going to come after InfoWars. They're going to come after me. So we've got to win this battle.
And we can't have these cuckservatives in there that are going to tiptoe on eggshells because they don't want to offend people because of the PC culture that's been existent in D.C. for so long. No! We've smashed the PC culture. Now let's smash the establishment.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at katiarmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex this segment. Joined by Michael Snyder. We discussed hashtag support Team Trump on Twitter to make sure that we get the right candidates in Congress in the midterm elections. I want to change paths here for a second, Michael, and let's talk about some economic news. You do run the website economiccollapseblog.com. A lot of the economic markets experts that I've been talking to have been saying not to get so excited over the stock market getting up, saying not to get so excited over all these booms, not to get so excited over all these graphs you see going up, that it's just a bubble, that it's not actually real. It's more based on hype. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the number one reason why the stock market has been going up is because of global central banks, which have been pumping trillions of dollars into the system, and not just the Federal Reserve, but, for example, the Swiss National Bank, during the months of January, February, March alone, they purchased more than 4 million shares of Apple stock. So if I buy a couple shares of Apple, you buy some, sell some shares of Apple, that doesn't matter when you got the Swiss National Bank, their central bank, buying 4 million shares. And also, the Swiss National Bank owns more publicly traded shares of Facebook now than Mark Zuckerberg does. It's crazy. Or you got the Bank of Japan. They've been buying up so much shares shamelessly that now they're a top five owner in more than 80 large companies over in Japan. So it's these central banks that have been pumping it up, and they can deflate the bubble too. In fact, in September is the very first time the Federal Reserve is supposed to start rolling back their balance sheet. Now they say, okay, we've been buying all these stocks and bonds. Now we're going to start rolling it back. We're going to start unwinding our balance sheet. And that, many believe that is going to have a huge impact on the financial markets, because the financial markets have become completely disconnected from economic reality. We're already seeing a recession in the restaurant industry. Auto sales are way down this year. Well, you know, there's all kinds of red flags going up in terms of the real economy, but the financial markets have been in this giant bubble, primarily because of the central banks. Also, corporate buybacks for years, corporations were buying back tremendous amounts of their stock, unprecedented in history. But now corporate buybacks are starting to fall, and that's a sign that the market may be starting to turn.
I'm actually seeing the service industry having a boom right now, and it seems to be having the biggest boom. You're saying you're not seeing that? You're disagreeing with that?
Well, it may be locally, but overall in the entire country, restaurant traffic has fallen over the last couple of years. In fact, restaurant same-store sales are down something like 17 months in a row. And so the restaurants nationally are actually having a tough time. Now, down there in Texas, because of the oil and everything, you guys may be seeing some good things. But as a whole, nationally, yeah, the restaurant industry is really, in a recession. Same thing with the retail industry. We're on pace for this year for more retail locations, more retail stores to shut down than any
year. Well, that is more attributed to Amazon, which in the last month, I think, took over like 30% of the market. Something ridiculous. Amazon took over on the retail. And I don't know, you're the expert on this, economiccollapseblog.com, but I actually think that in the next 6 months, and I don't claim to be a market expert, but I actually think that the service industry is going to come back and that it's going to wait to see that uptick. I think that might be one of the only industries where we see a real uptick that isn't something like this. And I want to hear your thoughts on this headline. This broke on Zero Hedge today. Record number of fund managers say stocks are overvalued as they rush to buy NASDAQ. And I think that's more what I'm seeing the experts allude to, that they're being overvalued, overhyped.
Oh, you're right. Price-earnings ratios, for example, the cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio put out by Robert Shiller of Yale University, the only times it's been this high in our history were right before the 1929 crash, right before the dot-com bubble burst, or even higher than we were before the last financial crisis. Or you look at price-to-sales ratios, because earnings can be manipulated, but you can't manipulate sales, because if you manipulate sales numbers, you go to prison. So, but the price-to-sales ratios in terms of stocks are the highest they've ever been in U.S.
Now,
history.
Do you think this could be a big issue for Trump in the future if we actually see these big hyped stock market records actually collapse and end up being a bad thing for the economy? How can Trump get ahead of this before they demonize him for that?
Yeah, well, you know, Trump is, unfortunately, I believe, been taking credit for the stock market rise.
Oh, yeah.
I think he should have been more cautious there, because when it falls, well, then they're going to say, you took the credit, you get the blame, and they're mm-hmm. going to point the fingers at him. But it's not going to have really anything to do with Trump, because so much of Trump's agenda, tax cuts and so forth, hasn't even been implemented. But really, this is all about the central banks. And that's why, beforehand, I'm trying to get people to understand it's the Federal Reserve. It's the central banks that have caused it. So when it bursts, finally we can get people to understand, let's get off this roller coaster ride, 18 different recessions and or depressions since the Fed was created in 1913. We've got to shut down the Federal Reserve, like Ron Paul, you know, was saying, you know, back when he was running for president. I'm running on a Ron Paul platform, and one of the main points on the platform I'm running on, we've got to shut down the Federal Reserve, because until we do, we're going to keep having these booms and busts. We're going to keep seeing
Michael Snyder, economicclassblog.com.
On the run.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I've got stacks of news, all kinds of breaking news as well. Folks, literally here, the crew has a stack of 30 stories about leftists, if you want to call it that. Communists, Antifa, liberals, you can label people. It's just all labels. They're all nut jobs. They're all crazy. They're all LARPers. They're all being programmed by media to do all of this. Fake news motivated. And they think they're doing it for good. They really think that they're going to demonize the white man or demonize this man or demonize that group by getting their fake hoax out there. And the reason why Alex wants this to be hammered home so much is because with everything we just saw in Charlottesville, people need to understand who the real enemy is. I completely disavow white nationalist supremacy or whatever this group marching is, just like I disavow Black Lives Matter marches that end up killing people. It's the same crap. It's the same labelism. It's the same identity politics. It's nonsense. And it all is explained by what we've seen the response in the anti-American media. Look no further than CNN, who's now endorsing Antifa, covering Antifa. Notice that they've ignored Antifa. Again, this explains it all. This is how you can see that this is clearly a setup. People have been ignoring Antifa. Sure, they'll show you the violence at Berkeley. They'll report how Milo had to cancel his event. But there it is, CNN, on August 15th, 2017. What is Antifa? So CNN didn't want to tell you who Antifa was when they burned down Berkeley. CNN didn't want to tell you who Antifa was when they're punching people with bike locks. CNN didn't want to tell you who Antifa was when they were pointing guns at people. CNN didn't want to tell you who Antifa was when they disrupt Trump rallies all across the nation, show up with masks and hoods and hide their faces and beat people. CNN didn't want to tell you who Antifa was then. They've been doing this for, Antifa's been on the streets doing this for months now, almost a year. But CNN didn't want to tell you about Antifa then. Now CNN is reporting who Antifa is. Now Yahoo News says, as neo-Nazis grow bolder, the Antifa has emerged to fight them. And it's all in that headline right there. Everything you need to know about Charlottesville is in that headline right there. As neo-Nazis grow bolder, the Antifa has emerged to fight them. Let's explain this. Neo-Nazis grow bolder. Okay, there's probably something to that. You got a bunch of neo-Nazis marching with torches? Yeah, that's pretty bold. That's pretty extreme. So I think that there might be something to that. But that's not the right. That's not Trump supporters. That's fringe loons out there. And just like the liberals get painted with the fringe lunatic liberals on the left, I kind of understand why some liberals are sick of getting labeled that, because now I know what it's like. They label me alt-right. Then they say these neo-Nazis are alt-right. No, I disavow the alt-right. I have nothing to do with the alt-right. I've never wanted to be alt-right. I've never even wanted to be on the right. That's just where you end up falling if you're rational and have common sense nowadays. You just end up labeled as a conservative as on the right. Oh, but then you find out that the Unite the Right rally is organized by a guy who has Obama ties, Occupy Wall Street ties, ties here, ties there, etc., etc. You have to question that. It happens right after the neo-Nazi march with torches. I mean, come on. Then Antifa shows up and starts beating these people up. So then, this is where you get to the second part. The Antifa has emerged to fight them. So now, what they've done, they've been building this narrative, putting all of Trump supporters into this class of people that they label the alt-right, that they've now shoved neo-Nazis in, fringe radicals in, racists in, all of these crazed people in, and they just say they're alt-right, and that's what elected Trump. Now they have Antifa, who's been going around the country, bullying people, burning things, looting, smashing cars, lighting things on fire, beating people with bike locks, throwing things at police, starting fights, starting riots, goes uncovered. Then they show up to fight these neo-Nazis that they label alt-right Trump supporters. Now they cover Antifa, and they say they're here to fight them. Folks, if you don't see how this whole thing has been staged, has been planned from the beginning, you're missing everything. Of course they want to bring down Trump. But it's not just Trump. It's the whole country. It's all of it. Of course they have to bring down Trump. Trump's pro-America. Trump wants to make America great again. You can't have a great America and take it down. You have to have a divided America. You have to have a weak America. You have to have a poor America. You have to have a mentally ill America. You have to have a physically ill America. That's how you take it down. And they've got it all in place, ready to go. Hillary Clinton ready to bring down the hammer. Trump gets in. America elects Trump. America comes back. And so what do they have to do? They have to bring up Antifa on one end. They have to bring up the alt-right on the other end. Get them stirred up, then have them meet, stir the pot, have the police stand down, funnel each protest group towards one another, and then incite a civil war. So that's what you got here, folks. And it's all funded by George Soros, the same guy that funds Hillary Clinton, the same guy that funds Obama, the same people that meet with Aaron Black, Robert Fovell, and Bob Cramer, formerly of the DNC, released because they admitted they incite violence at Trump rallies. No, it's not all staged, though. It's not all staged. And this guy, who, in my view, is a total patsy, the guy who ran over Heather Heyer, is a total patsy. Now, he's probably a Nazi, crazy, right-wing lunatic. Yes, absolutely. Not disagreeing with that. But have you been noticing how the narrative has been building on this guy? All of a sudden, you've got these teachers coming out from when he was in grade school saying, I knew he was a Nazi when he was 12. He was a white supremacist when he was 12. He's been on antipsychotics since he was 12. Boy, if that isn't the script for a patsy, if that isn't the cutout for a patsy, I don't know what is. And then apparently he drives his car down the road. Bunch of Antifa members smash up his car. Then he plows it into a crowd of people and then speeds away. And by the way, I mean, I got to give the guy credit for being an absolute right-wing, lunatic, Nazi freakout. He had some pretty amazing driving skills, didn't he? Amazing how This crazed right-winger, this lunatic fringe right-wing racist, neo-Nazi, magically drives like a professional driver. Just floors it, goes back like 60 miles per hour perfectly, and then whoo, he's out of the scene in no time. And then magically, somehow, the cops have him pulled over as well. Oh, and also the only police chopper that would have been able to actually see the entire thing from a bird's-eye view, that goes down and two officers die. We're being set up, folks. And it pains me. It hurts me. It really hurts me that so much hatred has been cooked up against President Trump that I actually believe, just like members of Antifa, just like members in the mainstream media on MSNBC and CNN and all these other people, just like you're seeing how desperate they are, how desperate the establishment is, you're seeing the desperation, folks. You don't think that same desperation would exist in a Virginia Democrat governor that doesn't like Trump, a Virginia mayor that doesn't like Trump, a Virginia police force that doesn't like Trump? You don't think that they would have that same desperation? You don't think that they would be justifying their actions against this country, just like this entire stack of news I have right here of people who fake hate crimes to try to demonize conservatives, to try to demonize white people, because that's who they think is the enemy, that's who they've been taught is the enemy, so they think if they stage an attack, blame that enemy, they're victorious. If you don't think that same exact thing would happen in police forces, happen in governor's offices, happen in mayor's offices, happen at the top of the Democrat Party, you are sleeping at the wheel. Because we have all of the evidence, and it's been going on for years. Speaking of going on for years, let's go to this video because it's really amazing to me. You had Nancy Pelosi, you had all these Democrat leaders, you had all of these mainstream media organizations. Trump comes out literally, like within an hour after these crazed attacks, disavows the attacks, disavows all racism, tweets it out, has a press conference. Unprecedented. Unprecedented that he would do this compared to Obama, who completely ignored Black Lives Matter protests that killed police officers. Completely ignored domestic violence and domestic terrorism. Trump makes a statement, unprecedented, where Obama does nothing. And then even after he makes the statement, even after he disavows it, something Obama never did, he still gets called out by Democrats on Twitter saying, why haven't you disavowed? He still gets called out by people on mainstream television saying, why haven't you disavowed? Even though he already did. So Mark Dice went ahead and put over a compilation of Donald Trump, who has never disavowed racism in his life. So here's 4 minutes of a compilation of Donald Trump never disavowing racism.
He never said to white nationalists explicitly, and if he did, I can't remember it off the top of my head, but I don't think he did, he never said, I don't want your support. Don't vote for me. I don't think he did. I was there every day.
How do you feel about the recent endorsement from David Duke?
I didn't even know he endorsed me. David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow. Okay?
I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke. I've been doing it now for 2 weeks. This is, you're probably about the 18th person that's asked me the question.
David Duke is a bad person who I disavowed on numerous occasions over the years.
What he didn't do is say that he was not going to accept the support of any of these fringe groups.
I've rejected David Duke. I've rejected the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. From the time I'm 5 years old, I rejected them.
Donald Trump refusing to condemn former Ku Klux Klan members David Duke. What do you see as the biggest problem with the Reform Party?
17 years ago.
Well, you've got David Duke just joined. A bigot, a racist, a problem. I mean, this is not exactly the people you want.
That's from 17 years ago.
He said on Friday, I disavow. Why ask him again on Saturday?
Why not disavow David Duke? Disavow the...
Yeah, Trump's such a racist. He has all these African-Americans that are willing to stick up for him.
Continue to disavow people. And the question was asked about David Duke and various groups.
When I put out that I reject the KKK and David Duke, nobody picks it up. You know why they're not? Because they don't want to pick it up.
So Trump's a racist,
I disavowed him.
But at the same time, liberals and Democrats are mad at him for hiring people from other countries.
On Twitter and Facebook, they were disavowed again. I disavowed him every time I speak to somebody virtually, and, you know, they just keep it going.
No, disavow him.
I don't like any group of hate.
No.
Hate groups.
Why are you so hateful?
But I've said this before. The press hates me to say it. They just don't want to pick it up.
So are you prepared right now to make a clear and unequivocal statement renouncing the support of all white supremacists?
Of course I am.
Some of your supporters in Chicago were acting violently as well. And I have to say, the guy who rushed the stage yesterday at Donald Trump voted for you.
Myself, I know it's not...
Oh, yeah, and then you had the other person that rushed the Trump stage, Austin Kreitz, who showed up in the WikiLeaks Democrat emails.
If I have to take responsibility for everybody who voted for me, it will be a very difficult life.
We're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Here he is, not
as
valid. We
condemn in the strongest possible terms.
Nope.
This egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
Why won't you condemn?
On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country.
Here's President Trump not condemning.
Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. It's been going on for a long, long time. It is no place in America. What is vital now is a...
Yeah, I love how every problem that Obama had was Bush's fault. You know, Obama inherited all of Bush's problems. Trump gets in, it's all his fault. Nothing was Obama's fault. It wasn't Obama that divided the nation. It's all Trump's fault.
In our society, and no child should ever be afraid to go outside and play or be with their parents and have a good time.
No child.
Can you trust
anybody? He didn't label him. He didn't put an identity.
I found
he just said child.
He had to read pretty carefully these scripted words, and that this was not something that he could speak extemporaneously about, that he could speak from
the
heart
at about. Katie Turr.
We had meaningful dialogue with Mr. Donald Trump, and we voiced concerns that were sensitive to the African-American community. We asked questions, and the questions were answered where we're all satisfied with the answers, and we're a unified front right here.
Mainstream media is such scum. Such scum! You could be doing an interview with Katie Turr, and she could say, do you disavow white racism? And I would say, yes, I completely disavow white racism. And then the follow-up question would be, well, why haven't you disavowed white racism? I mean, that's literally these people. So now you have a former NYPD officer on Tucker Carlson saying free speech is meaningless if people think free speech means you get to punch them in the face.
And what I find so striking about what happened in Charlottesville is there's really no debate about it. This is not something that the right is saying or the left is saying. They're both saying it. The ACLU is saying it. The marchers of the Confederate flags are saying it. The police stood by and allowed violence to accelerate. Why would they do that?
No, the ACLU was okay with the white supremacists.
Yeah, Tucker, it's perplexing. And I think the reason you're seeing this kind of ideological unity on both sides of the aisle is because, let's be honest, free speech is meaningless if some people take free speech to mean I'm free to punch you in the face as you're speaking. That's not free speech, okay? That's just straight up hardcore criminality and violence. Why is this phenomenon of the Stephanie Rawlings Blake, the mayor of Baltimore, and her give them space to destroy phenomenon happening? I have no good answer other than let them vent theory. Is it one of these socio-psychobabble theories that if you let people go out there and they're going to just get tired of breaking stuff or punching people after a while? I have no good explanation because there isn't one. This is pure unadulterated idiocy. And one thing on this, Tucker, to be clear about this. This is not the rank-and-file cops. I think you and I both know that. The cops know exactly how to do their job. This is politicians and police managers beholden to politicians who have made these awful decisions to let them vent or, quote, give them space to destroy, as was said in Baltimore.
But am I wrong to question the political leanings and ideologies of some of these police officers? Are police officers above propaganda and brainwashing? You're telling me that some police officer that hates Donald Trump, that has fallen victim to the brainwashing, wouldn't want to allow something this to happen to demonize President Trump? I don't know. That's probably a thought crime. That's probably a thought crime. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have been blessed by BuzzFeed, believe it or not. And because of the blessing that BuzzFeed has given us by testing our products to make sure that they're the highest quality, we're glad that they did that to make sure of that for us. We've decided to pay it forward for you and introduce the BuzzFeed Mega Specials at InfoWarsStore.com, plus free shipping. The BuzzFeed Special wasn't enough. We just went ahead and added free shipping for you. The BuzzFeed Special includes BrainForce Plus, 55% off. Survival Shield X2, 55% off. Secret 12, 55% off. All of those products, 55% off, under $20. Each one of them has a minimum of at least 4.5, thousands of reviews. I think they're all at 4.8. I'm not really sure, but the point is you're getting highly rated products. Oh, and by the way, that Secret 12, it was nice that BuzzFeed pointed out that we hadn't had a sale on that, so we just went ahead and gave you a sale. So another part of the BuzzFeed Special, you know, they sell the same thing for double the price. So we were glad that they pointed that out for us so that we could undercut their market and undersell them. So now we'll sell you Secret 12 for 55% off as part of the BuzzFeed Mega Specials. It doesn't stop there. BioTrue Selenium, 29% off. How about this one? With coupon code GOBLIN, InfoWars Select Storable Food, 50% off. InfoWars Select Storable Food, 50% off with coupon code GOBLIN, plus free shipping. You're talking about a savings of hundreds of dollars on that deal. With all the mold in the air, Myco ZX, 46% off. Silver Bullet, 66% off. The list goes on and on. Get to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all our specials. Take advantage of the free shipping. And take advantage of the BuzzFeed Mega Special right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm really not even sure where to go right now. I've got stacks of fake crime hoaxes. In fact, there's so many of them that Daily Caller did an entire compilation. 2016, the year of the hoax hate crime. there's just like five pages of these things. And that's just from the year 2016, so that's not even the year 2017. You know who fakes crimes to start larger wars? The establishment, the Nazis. Hitler lights the Reichstag on fire. United States globalists lie about the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into war. So this is just old tactics that now just basic street thugs are picking up. False flags. It's what happened in Charlottesville this weekend. And then they hype up all of these race issues. It's all the white man's fault. The white man is bad. Okay, fine. But then you see this story. And this isn't new. University of San Francisco to host black-only student orientation. Like I said, these stories break all the time. This is from the collegefix.com. So now at the University of San Francisco, they host a black-only student orientation. I don't even care, okay? Have a black-only student orientation. Doesn't matter to me. I'm not offended. I'm not going to try to go. I'm not going to go protest it. I'll be okay. I'll be all right. But if they did this for white people, if I decided to have a white-only student orientation, Antifa would show up and firebomb me with fecus balloons. The mainstream media and Bernie Sanders would tell you I'm a Nazi. And it's fine. I don't want to divide on race. The whole race-baiting division thing is so dead and gone. Why are these zombies reviving it? Racism is a zombie issue. It was dead and now it's back to life. Oh, but if you tuned into MSNBC, you'd think that the whole world was racist.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information.